Okay, this is just reading all those letters and stuff On gave me as a backup. This is from Richard Martin Fournier to Phum Swan On Vietnam. It's postmark 1961, June 8th is the letter date. Dear On, this will probably come as quite a shock to you, hearing from us after all this time. But believe us, you have often been our thoughts. We have found such happiness in our marriage, and after all, you are the one who first introduced us and gave us so much friendly advice. Your picture is pasted in our wedding book under the title How We Met. Believe it or not, I am just catching up on our correspondence after almost 2 years of married life. Until a few weeks ago, I, Roseanne, R-O-S-A-N-N, was working at the Globe Herald and kept busy. Busy, three commas, with work, a husband, and housework. But now I have retired since we are expecting a baby in September. Today I have a moment to look back on the past few years and recall some of its pleasantest moments. --, many of which included you. We so much hope that you will find a moment someday to write and tell us of what has happened to you during the past years. We are sincerely interested. Have love, comma, marriage, and a family been your good fortune yet? ? And how has your newspaper work progressed? Miss Jackson asks us often if you have heard, if we have heard from. Period. I think she has a sentimental spot in her heart for that first journalism class she had at Orange Coast, of which we were all members. She is still at OCC and doing quite well. Rich has quit the newspaper business, at least temporarily, and is now a salesman for a large company. It is an excellent job, but he misses writing. We have bought a nice house at Huntington Beach and certainly enjoy it. A photography darkroom has just been completed in the garage. We are still both very interested in photography. Do you still take lots of pictures? ? On, we hope this finds you and your family well and in good health, with fortune smiling on you. Please write us soon and tell us what has happened to our friend across the sea. Sincerely, Roseanne and Rich Martin. Then there's a season's greeting postcard with a picture of Vic, with a picture of the cow, Vic, and Judy Lannini, L-A-N-I-N-I. Well, it says Vic and Judy, L-A-N-I-N-I, and I'm assuming this is, well, it is, Judy Coleman. And in the back, the photograph didn't come out, or the photocopy. Dear On, a lot has happened since last year in both of our lives. I have been married, and you are in the midst of war. I am living in a ranch, and this is one of our bulls. We are mainly a cattle ranch. I am not teaching this year, but I hope to next year. We will be living here for many years. Please write and tell me all about yourself. Love, Judy, and then bracket Coleman. And this was sent from Gonzales, California. It's postmarked December 4th, 1962. Mr. Phum Swan On, 12 Saigon, Vietnam. And then there's this postcard. It says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, a picture of two kids. And it says in the front, handwritten, Vic, Judy, Leslie, and Ron, or Lon, L-O-N. Dear On, I was so very happy when Mom and Dad told me that they had heard from you last year. These are our two children. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, will be 4 on January 27th. And Lon, L-O-N, is 2 years. They are a handful. ! We live on a 250-acre ranch. Vic grows alfalfa, barley, oats, lettuce, sugar, beets, and maybe potatoes next year. We have about 90 head of cattle. We're going to increase the number. And that's all there is on that. Actually, this is very important. The return address on that little envelope is Mr. and Mrs. Victor Lannini, L-A-N-I-N-I. The letter from Lee. Dear On, hope that the past year has been a pleasant one for you. I would like to hear what you have been doing and how you are. I'm still in school, writing a master's thesis. Guess it'll be through in June of 1962. I have still not had any chance to travel, and certainly haven't been abroad. Perhaps I will be able to do so when I finish school. As always, best wishes from Lee. Happy holidays. This appears to be a Christmas card. It is a postmark from Balboa Island, December 22nd, 1961, 2 p.m. It is sent by mail to Phum Swan On. It was received in Saigon on December 26th. That's pretty good. Postmarked in the back, 1961. So just four days from Balboa Island, not bad. On the back of the card from Howard Thomas, which says, Fund for the International Social and Economic Development. It says, Dear Om, please give me a call. I would like to see you if you have time. Howard Thomas. Back of Douglas Eugene Pike's card, Center for International Studies, MIT, Cambridge, Massachusetts.